Email marketing ROI, the numbers nobody talks about. Every email marketing guide quotes the same stat, £36 return for every £1 spent. The DMA's UK email benchmarking report has been publishing variations of this figure for years. But dig into the methodology and you find it represents a narrow slice of reality, high-performing e-commerce businesses with mature, engaged subscriber lists and fully optimized automation funnels. Most UK businesses, particularly those under 50 employees, achieve far lower returns when you account for all the costs nobody mentions in the headline figures. What actual returns look like for UK SMEs? UK SMEs with fewer than 50 employees typically see 4-6x ROI after 6 months of consistent list growth and basic segmentation. That improves to 5-8x when you segment by purchase history and engagement signals. Enterprise businesses with 500-plus employees often hit 8-10x from day one thanks to integrated CRM data and years of list building. The gap matters because most marketing advice is written for and by the enterprise end of the spectrum. An SME reading email returns £36 for every £1 and then spending £500 per month on a platform, content creation, and list management is going to be disappointed when the revenue doesn't materialize for months. The costs nobody includes in ROI calculations. Platform fees alone run £15 to £35 per 1,000 subscribers monthly. MailChimp, Klaviyo, ActiveCampaign all charge on a per-subscriber basis that scales with your list. A 10,000-subscriber list costs £150 to £350 per month before you send a single email. Add list hygiene. Services like ZeroBounce or NeverBounce cost £500 to £2,000 annually to keep your list clean and your sender reputation intact. Skip this and your deliverability tanks. Google and Yahoo's 2024 sender requirements made this non-optional. Then there is content creation time. Most businesses spend 12 to 16 hours weekly on email content without tracking whether those hours convert to revenue. At a conservative £30 per hour internal cost, that is £1,440 to £1,920 per month in labour that rarely appears in ROI calculations. The subscriber quality problem. Businesses that buy email lists or accept low-quality sign-ups through generic lead magnets, subscribe to our newsletter, consistently underperform. Cold purchased lists convert at roughly 0.5% versus 2.5 to 4.5% for organic signups through specific, problem-solving lead magnets. A litmus study found that 72% of businesses still carry at least 20% inactive subscribers in their primary segments. Those inactive addresses do real damage. They increase spam complaint rates, hurt sender reputation scores, and drag down deliverability across every campaign you send. Worth noting, a list of 5,000 genuinely engaged subscribers will outperform a list of 25,000 mixed quality addresses on every metric that matters: opens, clicks, conversions, and revenue per email. When email beats paid ads, and when it doesn't. Email outperforms paid social for retention and repeat purchase campaigns. Businesses using segmented email sequences for existing customers see 20 to 30% higher repeat purchase rates compared to retargeting ads alone. The cost per conversion is lower because you are reaching people who already know and trust your brand. But email underperforms for cold acquisition. The cost per new customer through cold email remains 2-3x higher than Facebook or Google lead ads for most B2C businesses. If you are trying to fill the top of your funnel, paid ads still win on cost efficiency. The signal. Email marketing ROI is real, but it is a retention and loyalty channel, not an acquisition channel. Businesses that treat it as both end up disappointed with overall returns because they are measuring the wrong thing. Why the first 6 months lose money. The primary reason businesses report losses in year one is poor list segmentation.